I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. It's Zena's Journey at the 40, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for payment relief this summer, you can refi your car loan there and make no payments for 3 months. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right. Justin Bieber.
I saw this.
Justin Bieber, for some reason, has taken issue with Tom Cruise.
Okay. Why is this?
Nobody knows why. He has not said why he has an issue with Tom Cruise, but he tweeted that he wants to take Tom on in a UFC cage match. Okay?
That's funny.
That's so bizarre.
So
like,
weird.
Out of the blue.
I don't understand what's going on
That's
here.
Crazy.
He wrote, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down.
He wants to take down the Mission Impossible star.
I feel like to live it down pretty quickly.
It's risky business, man. Don't get into the fighting.
Tom Cruise himself has not responded, but other people are coming out to say things like, not only is Tom an unbeatable machine of strength and speed, he's also insane and completely undeterred by the fear of death. Good luck, Justin.
That's true.
And someone else pointed out, Tom Cruise does his own stunts and risks his life. What's this boy going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Cruise is tough. Remember that scene, Mission Impossible? He was hanging onto the outside of an airplane as it took off. He took several takes of it. I'm going with Tom Cruise.
I feel like Justin Bieber doesn't know what he's doing with this.
Yeah.
How about a dance-off instead?
That I'd watch.
Can read
I'm
more
into that.
The New York Post, but we definitely want to hear more about this. We can't wait.
DinaStirk.com.
Kevin Hart is being sued by a woman because his security team broke her face. Yeah, according to TMZ, the woman's lawyer said she was crossing the street and walking past a small crowd that had gathered outside a screening Kevin was attending when one of his bodyguards started shoving people. She got thrown to the ground, and that caused her to fracture her face.
Ouch. Hmm.
So she's going after everybody. Kevin, the production company, SAG-AFTRA for assault and battery, unspecified sum of money. I think she's even going after the sidewalk.
I was like, kids, who started it? Yeah. Gotta figure that out first. Maybe she charged into them. Who knows?
Maybe we'll have to see when more details come out.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, it looks like Gwyneth Paltrow is not really living with her husband still. This is so weird. Like, she's got, you know, that whole different way of thinking about relationships. And I get that. That's fine. But the fact is that she still lives at her house, and her husband, Brad Falchuk, lives in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that, you know, though they own their own homes, he stays over 4 nights a week and then goes home, and she likes it that way. She got a stamp of approval from her intimacy teacher. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And she says all their married friends say, oh, you know, you're doing it in a very ideal way. You shouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, that is weird. My wife's been trying to get me a house for a long time.
not get you a house,
no,
but out of the house.
Yeah, trying to find something affordable.
Dina's Dirt.com.
And George and Amal Clooney, they are friends with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, but we never realized just how close they are. According to the Clooneys, they go over for dinner all the time. They hang out a lot. They said they don't live so far from each other. And George opened up a little more, saying, you know, they're going to be great parents, but, you know, he was a little bummed that Archie was born on May 6th, which is George's birthday. He says, it's a big day for me, and now some royal child's been born.
Oh, that's tough to live up to. But you can share, you know, when the cost of a clown. Birthday party.
I don't know if that's going to be happening because after George's been blah, blah, blahing, they might not want to hang out with him anymore. I mean, doesn't anybody learn from Meghan Markle's dad?
Wow.
That's your dirt at 640. Get more fresh
poor
stuff.
George.
Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for some payment relief this summer, you can refi your car loan with PVCU and make no payments for 3 months. Get all the details now at pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
Kylie Jenner really needs to rethink her party themes.
Okay.
We told you about how she had this big party over the past weekend for a friend of hers' birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And they went with a Handmaid's Tale theme. name. So
what?
if you're odd, not familiar.
I don't know if that world should be celebrated.
It's easy with your clothing pick, though, right?
Yes. You really only have three choices. You can be the Handmaid, the Martha, or the Gilead women. But yeah, it's definitely about an oppressive culture, to say the very least.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people were offended that they were showing up in those red dresses and capes, and they had some cocktails like Praise Be Vodka and Under His Eyes Tequila. A lot of people calling out Kylie for just not getting the meaning of the show.
Has she watched it? Maybe.
I don't know.
You could do Game of Thrones. Why don't you do Game of Thrones? It's much more exciting.
Yeah, you should.
And you don't show up and go, oh my God, I wear the same thing.
That's true.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, the whole breakup between Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk broke up after 4 years together and one baby. Sources are now saying the only reason they stayed together was to get through awards season so that he could win awards. And now we're saying that he was emotionally absent during filming. So it wasn't Lady Gaga that broke them up, but it was just a matter of he was so emotionally invested in the movie role and not during his relationship, and then trying to put the focus back on his family after the movie. It was just too much. The relationship had already changed, according to people's sources. And Lady Gaga, not liking being dragged into this. Somebody brought up Bradley Cooper's name at her recent Las Vegas show, and she was not having it. There was a heckler asking where Bradley Cooper was. So she just shot back, be kind or bleep off.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he follows her around wherever she goes, right? Oh, yeah, he's backstage. Let me bring him out.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, bad news for Cuba Gooding Jr. He is being investigated for touching someone inappropriately at a nightclub on Sunday. So when we're hearing about these stories, it's, you know, with the hashtag MeToo movement and all that, it seems to be stuff that had happened in the past. This happened just this past weekend. You would think that he would know better than that by now, but the police are looking into it. We've heard stories in the past of this kind of behavior from him, so it seems like this is something that was really not too much of a surprise, unfortunately.
DinasDirt.com.
And former Bachelor contestant Becca Martinez getting some criticism about how she's complaining about motherhood. She says, sometimes having a baby stinks. Then they look
really
like does. This.
And you're literally.
Like, yeah. You're like, okay, fine, I'll keep you.
Wow. I'm still saying it to the kid.
Yeah.
Fine,
so,
I'll keep you.
People are saying, you know, really do not downplay that you have a healthy baby. You shouldn't be saying that having this healthy baby stinks. And she says, no, I'm saying parenting is hard sometimes. It's not being ungrateful for a healthy child. It's being human.
That's different. We think parenting is hard.
And being transparent about that. Yeah, she probably should have just said those exact words from the start. Parenting is hard sometimes.
Not like, I guess I'll keep you.
I'm going to name my next kid that.
I guess I'll keep you.
I guess I'll keep you here in class.
Yeah.
Over here.
Isn't that what your mom wanted to name you?
I guess I'll keep you.
And that's your dirt. At 740, more fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7. WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. And it is all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Looking for payment relief this summer? You can refi your car loan with PVCU and make no payments for 3 months. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right. Came across this really odd story. So I'm going to start with that.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj making her fans worried for her because she went on a social media hiatus. Okay. She didn't tell everybody she was going to.
Right.
So God forbid they live without knowing what she's doing right now.
We need at least 30-day notice.
You might be scared if all of a sudden you just stop, if they're a regular poster.
You know,
people would be like, why isn't she posting? Is something wrong?
Okay, well,
I can see that.
I think they've taken it a little too far because now they are posting missing posters of Nicki Minaj.
What?
Like you would see of an actual missing child. That's so tacky.
Especially with celebrities. Like, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a post.
You know, they're giving details on her. They're giving a phone number to call if you see her.
Oh, wow.
First of all, that could worry people who really don't know that you're just worried about her social media and think that maybe she is in fact missing, and it also diminishes the seriousness of people who are actually missing. So super tacky. Come on, fans, smarten up.
When I took down my Facebook account, I got more likes when it was down than up.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
unfortunate.
Well, we talked about Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger tying the knot over the weekend.
Yeah.
And a lot of people congratulated them, their celebrity friends like Gwyneth Paltrow, Jason Momoa, Priyanka Chopra, but his followers, his fans, not so happy with him. because he said that this was the best day of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says the best day of our lives. And people are saying, wouldn't your son's birth be the best day of your life? Or, you know, when you were first married to Anna Faris, you said that was the happiest day of your life. So you're just, you know, saying that those days weren't important, even though times changed.
You're not saying
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
People are reading into it.
Equal, no? Just means life to lives.
I know. I think it's best to just not say anything. Just post your pictures and move on. And, boy, move on quickly.
Just say everything is okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, we're glad to hear that Real Housewives of Atlanta star Tanya Sam is okay. She ended up in the hospital for 2 days after getting into a pretty bad car accident. She was in an Uber with her fiance on their way to the Wearable Art Gala. And according to Tanya, the other car was pretty much totaled and completely wrecked after their Uber vehicle smashed into it.
Mm.
I mean, in Tanya's own words, she says, we kind of bulldozed through the car. So glad
hope everybody was okay.
Well, she was in the hospital for 2 days, but sounds like she's doing much better now. Wendy Williams spotted out to dinner with a mystery man just months after filing for divorce from her husband. But she says she's got a parade of men lining up wanting to date her.
Wow.
Not fessing up to any boyfriends just yet. But she said she's rediscovering her love of men and dating pretty often. But don't talk to her about the breakup because she's still having a hard time with that dissolution of marriage, saying, you know, please don't make me cry. If you bring it up, it's just going to make me cry.
Hmm.
DinaStirt.com.
And Sophie Turner talking about, you know, how happy she is with Joe Jonas. But she almost ended up with someone else as a husband if she'd had it her way.
One of the other Jonas Brothers?
No, this is really a weird one for me. No, this is even stranger to think about. She was a Friends super fan, so she wanted to go out with Matthew Perry, who played Chandler on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, he was rehearsing a play near her house a couple years ago, and she says she tried to casually show up while he was taking a smoke break. She's going to offer him the lighter, but she couldn't nail the timing.
Uh-huh.
And she said it was just plain embarrassing, so she never tried to approach him again.
Not meant to be. Well, he hasn't been doing much lately, so I'm sure he would appreciate the publicity.
Yeah, but could she be any more insulting to her husband?
Wow.
Mm.
As a Chandler reference.
Chandler,
I don't know.
Okay,
if you were to compare looks, though, I think she probably would have said she won. Today, right?
She? No? She's got to be.
Only in her 20s.
Quite a bit younger than him.
Yeah, yeah. And that's your dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.